SAS Ventura has been given a permanent home by Hertfordshire Council after we have signed a petition calling for it to take action. Who cares wins is the headline. Our headlines again. A man who drove into worshippers outside a mosque in London has been found guilty of murder and attempted murder. The jury was told Darren Osborne from Cardiff had become obsessed with Muslims and is radicalized in a matter of weeks. Theresa May has said she'll fight demands from the EU to give residency rights to people moving to the UK during the transition period after Brexit. For the first time, the number of men in the UK dying from prostate cancer has overtaken the number of women dying from breast cancer. BBC News.
Read by Neil Nunes. François Frenkel's real-life story of flight from Berlin continues in a couple of minutes. The author heads to a meeting with a smuggler who'll help her cross the border to Switzerland. Before that, Stu Avery has the weather forecast for us, NFL.
Hi Tom, thank you very much. Very good evening to you. Some stats about Thursday first up. The warmest spot, well, if you spent the day in Swanage, you were in the warmest spot, 8.9 degrees Celsius. Probably didn't feel like it, thanks to that rather nagging northwesterly wind, and there was plenty of it at times too. The wet spot, Rochlaskarnock in the Western Highlands, 21 millimetres. And sunny spot was Glasgow Bishopton with 7.2 hours. There are still showers aplenty to be had across the northern parts of Scotland, the odd one for Northern Ireland. There's a string of them just running into the western side of Wales and down into parts of Devon and Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. But the most noticeable crop of showers is associated with an old occlusion, which is just bumping into the eastern shores of both Scotland and England. And there's still quite a noticeable breeze here too. In inland areas, it's going to be quite a chilly night because the wind's going to show signs of beginning to drop out. And there certainly won't be as much of it as we start the new day on Friday away from the east coast. So there is just the chance, underneath clearing skies, that there may well be just a touch of ice where you've had some overnight showers, so parts of Scotland, perhaps especially in the north, and over towards those eastern shores as well in the northeast of England. Just watch out on untreated surfaces first up. Not a widespread problem, probably just worth bearing in mind. So let's start the new day's forecast with England and Wales first up. Well, again, there'll be that little string of showers across the western side of Wales, down into parts of the southwest. And then more noticeably, perhaps more extensively, some pretty sharp showers all the way along the eastern coastal counties of England as well. Urged along by still quite a noticeable north-northwesterly breeze. With time through the day, I think those showers will lose some of their intensity and frequency. And there'll be some sunny spells here, but the best of the sunshine further towards the west. 6 to 8 degrees, we'll cover it. And to Scotland and to Northern Ireland, well, bar the showers on the eastern side of Scotland for a time, I think many areas will be dry and fine and sunny, and with not so much in the way of breeze. My brother goes far as saying it will feel spring-like. Not too bad. Temperatures in range of 4 to 7. I wish it peace for night. Good night. And to you, Phil. Many thanks. Now to our book of the week, and again, we follow in the footsteps of François Frenkel, evading capture in Nazi-occupied France. It's nearing the time to make a jump. First, she'll establish links with an underground group in No Place to Lay One's Head.
I have been told about a secret organization in Grenoble, which was operating throughout the departments of Isère and Savoie. Armed with a password, I was to make my way there and find an experienced guide. One evening, at 6 o'clock, I found myself at the organization's headquarters in an old, half-demolished school. An elderly man took down my real first and second names, as well as the address of my friends in Switzerland and in France, to be able to warn them in the event of any misfortune. And he recommended I try, if possible, to get hold of some hiking shoes, some woolen stockings, a torch. I handed over the sum of money intended for the smuggler. I was told to be at the entrance to the railway station at 8 a.m. and to follow a young man in a worker's smock who would be carrying a loaf of bread. Next morning, when the worker boarded a train headed for En Masse, I took a seat in the same carriage but in a neighbouring compartment. After several stops, the worker got off the train. I followed. At last, my guide stopped in front of an inn, lit a cigarette, and entered. And I, too, went in. The landlady led me to table on the steps, and a group of young people were sitting. The young man, disguised as the worker, approached and introduced himself as one of the fugitive's helpers in the organization. He offered me a seat at the table while we waited for the smuggler and suggested we have something to eat ahead of the long journey on foot awaiting us. Our smuggler was late. At 2 o'clock, our young guide began to grow nervous. He went to consult the owner of the inn. The landlady, having headed out in search of information, finally returned to announce that Monsieur Charles was nowhere to be found in the village. I suppose there's always Junot. Do you want to talk to him? A quarter of an hour later, a man came into the room. Dishevelled, with dirty face and hands, he was brash and vulgar in his expressions. If you don't want me, you can guide yourselves. I'm sick of this miserable job. Our guide steered him through to a neighbouring room. They negotiated for a good while. When they returned, Juno spoke to us. We have to get going right away. It's winter. The sun disappears quickly.